better sound deserves, Bose.
This has been a major disappointment. A team that had hopes, in the end, self-destructs.
We didn't catch the ball well enough today to win, and obviously that's a problem.
We just shot ourselves in the foot. I mean, that's kind of been the mantra of the whole year.
Same things that we were doing in week one and week two we're continuing to do. And good football teams don't make the mistakes that we make on a weekly basis.
Nothing worse than that, you know, to lose at your house and then have them clinch the division.
We had an opportunity tonight to win and put ourselves in position to go to the playoffs, and we didn't do it.
I know it's disappointing, but the last thing you ever want to do in Philadelphia is give up. That's the last thing you ever want to do, and we're not going to do that.
The big news, and really the only news here at the NovaCare Complex on Wednesday, was Tuesday night's release of head coach Chip Kelly.
This was really a three-year evaluation, of where we're heading, what is the trajectory, what is the progress or lack thereof, and what did I anticipate for the foreseeable future?
I didn't see it coming. I don't know if anyone did.
Unexpected, I didn't know anything about it. But at the end of the day, it's a business.
I just think we just came up short of, you know, where we were supposed to go.
Whatever Mr. Lurie decides, no, he'll figure out the right, you know, right guy to lead this organization.
We're here to compete and to play and to perform to the best of our abilities. And we have a game coming up, and we have to go out and do our best.
I hear people say, oh, man, we ain't got nothing to play for. Yeah, you go out there and you say that if you want to, get hit in the mouth. I ain't trying to get hit in the mouth twice.
It's important because it's the last game when you finish with a bang.